This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Hamilton County faces the threat of being reclassified as purple, the highest level of COVID-19 spread on Ohio's color-coded alert system. The state of Ohio has topped 200,000 cases of the virus since this pandemic began. And as of Tuesday, there have been more than 18,000 hospitalizations. So what does our region need to do right now to reverse this trend? Joining us to discuss the numbers are Hamilton County Health Commissioner Greg Kesterman. Greg, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me today.
It's our pleasure to have you. We also have with us UC Health Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Evie Alessandrini. Dr. Alessandrini, welcome to our show.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Our pleasure. Greg, let's start with you. I understand that you and some other county officials were on a phone call with Governor Mike DeWine about the situation, the increase in cases of COVID-19 in Hamilton County and other counties that are also seeing significant increases. What was the conversation?
So, you know, high level, we know that our county is seeing a significant increase in COVID-19, and the governor really just wanted to hear from all of us in our community on what we can do to increase messaging and to create partnerships to help the public take this concern more serious.
Well, let me ask you, Greg, because, you know, we're talking about more than 200,000 cases in the state since it began. That was back in March. You know, we're 7 months into this. Why are we still having conversations about how to make the public take this more seriously?
You know, I think the answer is we are all very tired of COVID-19. This pandemic has been going on in many ways since February. And, you know, this early February, March, April, we were shifting. We didn't know much about the disease. We were becoming overwhelmed with cases, and we shut things down. Then as we progressed a little bit forward, we kind of learned more about the disease. We learned ways that we could live with the disease, and we opened things back up. Well, all of a sudden, we saw a rise in cases. On July 8th, Governor DeWine issued a mandate for masks here in Hamilton County. And I'll tell you what, we saw a significant decline in cases, and I couldn't have been more proud of our community for coming together and to kick this disease in the butt. Unfortunately, over the summer, you know, we got to playing outside, we got to hanging out, and we kind of got a little bit loose on how we were handling COVID-19, and now we are kind of paying the price for our new way of living. And so right now is the time to refocus our energy and to really bring it back home that we need to work together as a community to get through this fall.
Greg, I'm noticing, like, on social media, on any story that we post about COVID-19 and the numbers or any media outlet post, you see a lot of comments from people that have grown distrustful of these suggestions. You know, well, you've been telling us to wear masks, and since the mask mandates in various states, the cases have only gone up. But as you note, as you see around the county, people are wearing masks for the most part. What we're finding, apparently, is that this spike is mostly attributed to private events and private gatherings. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's well said. You know, if you run into the grocery store or a hardware store this weekend, what I would imagine you're seeing this in Hamilton County is 90 out of 100 people wearing their masks. We're doing a great job in these environments. But after my kids get out of school or we get out of work, people are heading home and they're hanging out with neighbors. They're coming together for pumpkin carving parties or for movie nights or other activities. And that's kind of where we're starting to see this new spread of COVID-19. I have heard a lot of people say, well, masks don't do much. I'll tell you what, they are the only tool that we have right now to fight COVID-19. And for anyone who's willing to make that argument that masks don't do much, next time you step in to have surgery, I challenge you to tell all the doctors and nurses in the room to take off their masks. The truth is, we know masks help control infectious disease spread. And so we need to take it serious, and we need to come together and make this happen now for Hamilton County.
That's Greg Kesterman. He is the Hamilton County Health Commissioner. We're also joined via Zoom by Dr. Evie Alessandrini, UC Health Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer. Dr. Alessandrini, one of the concerns that was expressed early on and one of the reasons that we shut everything down as we were trying to learn what COVID-19 was to prevent any type of overwhelming of the healthcare system. And you're in the healthcare system. As we see these cases elevate right now, are we seeing any additional strain on the healthcare system locally?
That's a really important question, Michael. We are. I think, as Commissioner Kesterman said at the outset, in the beginning, when this first started in March and April, it was really different. We didn't have the data to drive the decisions. The evidence wasn't accumulated about best ways to treat patients, and we shut everything down, including surgeries and procedures for people, right? So we had our hospitals were not at particularly full capacity. A lot of the outpatient visits were canceled or really slowed down. So we had staff and we had space to learn. Now, we've also learned that when we slow down and stop some of the care that we need, whether it's semi-urgent, like potentially a new cancer diagnosis, or it's preventative, like shots, or it's even things like staying home, even if you have symptoms of a heart attack or stroke, because you are worried about going to the hospital because of the pandemic, those things have all caused unmet needs. So our hospitals are pretty full now. And now with COVID cases going up, no matter how you measure it, cases are going up, we are strained. In the beginning, we were more concerned about the availability of personal protective equipment. We really had shortages in terms of appropriate face masks, surgical grade, or those N95 face masks, and other things like that, even gloves and some sanitizing equipment. Now we're pretty sturdy from that perspective, but our space is becoming tighter. And our biggest concern is our staff. They have been weathering this storm for our community since March. They have been paying exquisite attention to wearing masks, to physically distancing, to excellent hand hygiene, because you're not at high risk for getting COVID in the hospital. You're at high risk for getting COVID at your football game or your Halloween party when your guard gets let down. So that's where we are. We are a little stretched right now. We're full, and our people are working really hard to keep our community healthy.
That's Dr. Evie Alessandrini, UC Health Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer. And Dr. Alessandrini, what we've learned is we get a number of cases, and then it's afterwards that we get hospitalizations. And then, of course, after that, we often get deaths. So as far as the current spike in cases that we're seeing in Hamilton County, how is your particular section of the healthcare industry here preparing for what tends to follow these spikes in cases?
Yes, that's very important, because I would like to tell you a few things, and then I have an ask as well. So interestingly, from the beginning of this month, from the beginning of October, we've seen all measures of cases increasing throughout our community. But when you think about the hospitals, we have tripled the number of patients in the hospital in our region down here in Southwest Ohio. So beginning of October, we had 100 patients in the hospital with COVID-19 disease. We now have over 250. At the beginning of October, we had about 30 patients in our intensive care units. And now we have over 70, and a lot of them are on ventilators. So I want people to understand that those things are going up, right? And usually it's about a week or two delay from when the cases in the community go up. Unfortunately, as I mentioned last Friday at a press conference, some of those patients, whether in the intensive care unit or in a regular hospital bed, die. And in our region, we have about 25 patients dying of COVID-19 every week. That's a real emergency and terrible thing for our community. And that's like having a fatal bus crash every single week. Would we do nothing about it? I don't think so, right? So our challenge and my ask of our community is to take this seriously, because that person who dies could be your loved one. And as Commissioner Kesterman said, mask wearing is effective. It reduces the spread of the virus by about sixfold. And so my deep ask is for people to think about those things. Keep that mask on, physically distance. Think about that bubble, right? You have that bubble of people that you interact with and that you're confident of their degree of COVID being COVID free. If we loosen up, if we start to increase that bubble and more people are coming in and out of the bubble, that's when the chance of getting COVID is more likely. And we know that up to 40 to 50% of people can be infectious but asymptomatic and not know that they have COVID. So that's why we have to be so careful doing those things that we all know: masks, hand washing, physically distancing. The last thing I'll say about this, Michael, is it's really important, because what if that person that you inadvertently infect is a healthcare worker? Everybody is important, but we're here to take care of you, whether you're having a heart attack or COVID, and we want to be here and healthy for you. So it will take our entire village to prevent that spread by doing these things that are not hard. It's just been, we've been asked to do it for a long time, and it's not usual for us.
That's Dr. Evie Allison-Drini, UC Health Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer. We're also joined via Zoom by Hamilton County Health Commissioner Greg Kesterman. And Greg, we heard Dr. Allison-Drini reference the bubble. That's a term we've all begin to learn. We've all begun to learn. And I think that the point is maybe we have expanded our personal bubbles a little too far. As we were mentioning earlier, you're finding that these cases aren't emerging from these businesses where people are masked up. They're happening in private get-togethers, weddings and funerals, and where people let their guard down and take their mask off and they're around each other. We don't yet know what it means to become purple and whether that means shutting things down. If we do have to take some action or at least issue some stronger recommendations, do you think they'll be targeted at those private get-togethers rather than the businesses that have already been hit so hard?
You know, those private gatherings are really difficult because often they're happening in people's private spaces, whether they're letting folks into their home or having parties in the backyard. They're really hard to regulate. But what I really believe is that because the shift in cases and the messaging is getting out there right now, I'm really hopeful that our residents and citizens in Hamilton County will take this seriously. We saw it happen one time back in early July. We saw our citizens come together and we beat COVID. It didn't go away, but we were able to manage it in a way that we could live with it throughout the summer. And that's really what has to happen right now. We need folks to come back together and make the change. You know, you mentioned that regulation is kind of how we beat it early on back in March and April. We don't want to get back to a spot where we're having to close our schools. We don't want to end up closing our businesses. We want the economy to work. And right now it's our turn to take a chance as citizens, wear that mask, social distance, and let's quit having parties. You know, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. This Thanksgiving is going to be different. No different than last Easter was different for many of us. We had to get creative. We might have done Zoom calls with our family, but at the end of the day, this is not a normal year. And hopefully we can do things correctly now so that we don't lose family members. And next Thanksgiving, we can come together as the full family and enjoy that holiday, hopefully in a more normal way.
Greg, can we talk about contact tracing? Because we have been hearing again that the bulk of this outbreak is apparently from these private get-togethers, these private gatherings, and not from the businesses. But I assume that can't be 100% accurate. There's got to be some cases that are emerging from where people are, and people are at restaurants, people are at stores. What are you finding as it relates to that from the county's contact tracing system?
So I think the first thing that's really important to understand, COVID is so unique in that it takes a little while for people to get sick. And typically folks who are exposed to a sick patient, it takes anywhere from 2 to 14 days for them to become ill with COVID-19. What that means is anytime in the last 14 days from the time you become sick, you might have contracted COVID. So even if last week you were kind of careless and went to a party or went out to eat with a few new folks that you haven't been around in a long time, that does not mean that was the source of your COVID-19. So when my team is contact tracing and talking with patients about their COVID-19, we're not able to really easily pinpoint the one location that folks are going. What we are seeing, though, is a large number of the individuals that have COVID have truly let their guard down. They have gone to places like more retail shopping, like more restaurants, more parties, more bars, and those types of activities that we know that if you're not extra careful, you do become more susceptible to COVID-19. This past weekend, we had 335 cases of COVID-19 that my team had to contact trace. And I can tell you, each case is unique. And I know that each case brings its own complexities. And I think it's just a reminder that things are kind of out of control right now, and people do need to refocus their energies.
That's Greg Kesterman, Hamilton County Health Commissioner. We're also joined on Zoom by Dr. Evie Alessandrini, UC Health Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer. And Dr. Alessandrini, one thing that we've learned throughout the pandemic is that this illness tends to impact older people more significantly, but that's not always true. It can be devastating for younger people. Are you seeing anything in the healthcare system with this rise involving a younger demographic?
Well, certainly we are seeing increasing number of cases across all age groups. So this isn't a rural disease or an urban disease or a young disease or an old disease. It really is an everybody disease. There are certainly things that may make your course worse as a patient. And certainly having underlying comorbidities like high blood pressure or diabetes or other lung illnesses can make you more susceptible to severe disease. But there are some things that are really important for us to realize. There are long-term, in addition to the short-term effects, which may land you in an intensive care unit and on a ventilator, there are also long-term effects of having COVID-19 disease, and we're still learning about those. But I do want to bring it to everyone's attention because we are seeing athletes being impacted with cardiomyopathy, which is actually an inflammation of the heart tissue, which can cause issues with heart pumping or even sudden cardiac death, which we know are issues that we have to be particularly careful with in athletes. So we've got young people who are young, healthy people that are being impacted by these longer term issues, and it's changing the trajectory of their lives. And so we want to make sure that individuals understand that you can be impacted regardless of your age or your underlying health status. And those are more reasons that we want to be particularly fastidious in the ways that we act to prevent this infection.
Greg, in our last 30 seconds together, what's the most important thing that our listeners need to hear right now about this?
It's a very basic message. We're asking you to mask. We want you to social distance. We want you to hand wash and keep sick at home. Please do these things. It will make an impact for our community, and it will help Hamilton County be a healthy place to live.
Greg Kesterman is the Hamilton County Health Commissioner, and Dr. Evie Alessandrini is UC Health Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer. Greg, Dr. Alessandrini, thanks to both of you for taking the time with us today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks for getting the message out. It's important.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.